Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Pleased to bring our good friend on the show, Chris Mason, driven by Freeland Chevrolet. Chris Mason is also brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. C. Mace, what's going on, man? How goes
the... Not much,
the...
buddy. Not much, you guys. I'm just telling Marquise that I got to work on my dance moves here to match Willie Donick's TikTok video there. So
that was
out there today.
One of the greatest things I think I've ever seen in my life. The TikTok video by Willie Donick.
Big Bill just cutting dancing moves in the background and got in and out. It's perfect. It was hilarious.
C-Mace, how goes the social distancing? What have you been doing during this time?
Oh, man, I've been doing everything. Like, I was up until 3 in the morning playing Borderlands last night with my best friend. We just got back on the video game thing. He got a PlayStation 4, so we started playing last night, and then by the time I looked at the clock, it was almost 3 o'clock in the morning, so I feel like 700 years old today when the kid got up at 8 in the morning. But I've just been hanging with the family. We've been, you know, obviously watching Netflix. We've been trying to do an itinerary, you know, put the electronics away, play a board game, do some things to keep the mind going, read a little bit, and just kind of everything. I've been hitting balls. I was planning on playing slow pitch this summer with JP Dumont, so I've been on the driveway hitting balls with my daughter. She plays softball, so just, I mean, anything and everything you can think of. I don't know. What have you guys been doing?
Yeah, do you play Euchre? You ever play the card game Euchre?
Oh, I love Euchre. Yeah. I love Euchre.
My 9-year-old daughter is a Euchre, like, addict now.
Really?
We got her going. My mom was here. We got Caroline on the Euchre. There's positives that can be found in this, right?
There really is. Obviously it sucks for everybody. It's a weird feeling when you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, we got to do this again. And it's only, you know, you can't complain. It's only 4 or 5 days into this whole thing. So, it really tests you. And I feel like, you know, during the season, I don't get this much of an opportunity to be with my family. So I'm really enjoying that part of it and just trying to make the best of the situation.
See, Mace, obviously, you know, when this started last week, and I'll be honest with you, Thursday came around, the NHL made the decision to suspend the regular season. It was the right call at the time. I think it was probably the only call at the time. But I thought, you know what, beginning part of April, maybe we're in a position where you're in a position to consider coming back if you're the NBA, the NHL. The more we've learned about this, the more time that has gone on and the information that's come out, I don't think anybody really knows when it's going to come back. And look, I didn't think this before, and I'm still hopeful that the season can take place, but I do think there is a possibility that we won't see NHL hockey again this year. Just what's it been like from your vantage point to watch all of this unfold from a sporting standpoint and the action that the NHL, the NBA, and several sporting leagues have taken?
Well, I agree with you. I think when it first happened, the NBA did it. I thought, you know, it's all so unknown. I thought, oh well, you know what, the NHL is going to play tomorrow, and then maybe Saturday, and then they'll take a look at it because they, you know, they delayed their statement, which was smart. They wanted to get everyone together and, you know, make the right call. And then once the league started, one after another, cancel these tournaments and everything, and it was like, whoa, this is for real. And, you know, it was a pretty crazy feeling, but it was, you know, everybody, it's suspended, it's paused, it's, you know, we're just going to see how this thing tries to you know, curve the spread of the virus, and then we'll go from there. So I was like you, I thought, oh, you know what, a couple weeks, you know, we'll be back, just to try to slow it down, get it under control, and we'll be back to playing before no time. And then, you know, obviously watching a lot of news, listen to the, you know, I always defer to the experts in these situations, and the more I read too, and the more I watch it, it seems like we're going to be in for the long haul with this. So it's quite feasible that there won't be a season, but you know, I guess it all depends on how long, you know, the NHL or some of these other sports are willing to play. And I think, you know, in the NHL's situation, I think it's probably more financially beneficial for them to play the playoffs and maybe, you know, shorten the start of next season or push that back and maybe play a shorter season than it would be to cancel it completely if they can play into August. So it'll be very interesting. But I'm just going day to day here. But I agree with you, Robbie. I think it's looks like more and more a possibility that's either going to be get pushed really far back or maybe not happen at all.
Well, Chris, and all we have are, you know, hypotheticals right now and guessing, yeah. And we, you know, none of us have experienced this. But let's say it goes, you know, we're around mid-May or so. Let's say it's like 2 months from now, and like you said, it'll go into July, whatever they decide to do with the playoffs. Like, as a player being inactive for that long, you know, what kind of impact would that be? Could you go right into just playing games again, or would you almost have to have some sort of like mini training camps or something? I mean, like how much of an adjustment would that be for guys to basically be, you know, not playing hockey for 2 months and then come back at it?
It would be tough. It's like, you know, it's like when you go home in the summer and you know, you work out and then you take a couple months off of skating and then you get back to skating. And I know as a goalie, those 2 months off, the first time you get on the ice, you feel like an alien, like you've never played the sport before. It's a, you know, not quite like that, but it takes a lot to get back up to, you know, I think of, you know, the way Juice was playing, you know, UC Saros was locked in and he's dialed in and in that zone, that just doesn't automatically come back, you know, if you miss for 2 months. And I think, you know, like you said, Joe, the mini training camp is probably for sure what they would do. You know, they would do that on the Olympic breaks and we'd have 2 weeks off in the middle of the season. We come back and have a, you know, a mini training camp, so to speak, before the second half of the regular season started. So this would be obviously a lot longer. So they would have to do something like that and give the guys a chance to get back into game shape, because, you know, you're coming in. It's not like you're coming in October and you have 82 games ahead of you. You're coming in and playing the most important games of the season. You know, I don't know how they would do it, if they could just cut the season off or play five regular season games or just go into play. I don't know what they would do, but you would definitely need some time to get back into peak physical shape for sure.
Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, on the line with us. And Chris, last thing for you here. Look, all season long, we would kind of been hearing about, you know, John Carlson's maybe the runaway favorite to win the Norris Trophy. But one of the kind of the bad parts about this, and look, this is very secondary to the overall health situation and everything going on, but number one, the Predators were starting to play a lot better, and number two, I think a lot more buzz around the league was popping up in terms of Roman Josi potentially winning the Norris Trophy. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen as we move forward here, but probably safe to say the regular season is not going to take place in terms of the amount of games left that they would have to play at that point. And I don't know if that's going to give Roman Josi enough time to continue to make up enough ground on John Carlson to win the Norris Trophy this year.
Well, yeah, you know what? First of all, there's always a narrative out there that you guys know that. Once that gets started, it's hard to break it, because Carlson got off to such a great start. And even though, you know, there are other guys, Roman Josi was in that pack. Now I think they've kind of separated as the one and two favorites. But the more analytical gurus that I talk to, because we were just about to start a major push of all the deeper analytics, you know, comparing the two, they all, that anybody that I ever talked to agreed that Roman Josi wasn't only the favorite, he was a runaway favorite in terms of the overall game, the way that he plays, the individual impact he has for his team. So, you know, it's obviously too bad. And like you guys say, obviously everybody knows that, you know, the health concern with this is the most important thing. But what you guys are doing right now is a great thing, because it distracts people. So thank you for that. And I didn't know if I was getting the call today until I got the text from Marquise, so I'm happy I get to break up my day and chat with you guys for a little bit. But I think, you know, Roman, to me, and I don't do this every year, and I don't do this because I work for the Predators. I try to take the bias out of it. We tried to do the same thing with Pekka and just present the numbers, present the facts. And we were going to do a thing on the broadcast about player A and player B and show all the analytics and then let the people decide. You know, so it was taking the bias out of it, so the numbers would be in front of you, and player A would probably be Roman Josi, and that would be the Norris Trophy winner.
Well, we'll always make time for you, Chris Mason. We love you so much here on the show. Thanks for coming on with us today, man. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Stay safe.
All right,
take
bud,
care.
You too.
Chris Mason, driven by Freeland Chevrolet, also brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. That really is an unfortunate part of this in terms of, you know, if you felt like the Predators were starting to maybe build some momentum before all of this news with the coronavirus affected the world of sports, and now I really think, Joe. I mean, I thought last Thursday that there was a pretty good chance we'd be back playing NHL hockey at some point this season. And now the more that things continue to progress and advance with this virus, I just don't know. I don't feel very good about it.
Yeah, no, it's very, very up in the air. Look, I mean, there are people talking about is football season going to start at the normal time right now. I mean, the Kentucky Derby, of all weird things, has gone to the Saturday that's opening day of college football, which is interesting. But, I mean, if things are getting disrupted into August, then I think at that point you're talking about no champions in the NBA and the NHL. I still think there are also developments that could happen. And if everyone's doing a good job right now on the social distancing thing in this country, that's going to cut the time down. But, you know, there's also scientific developments that could change the timeline too, and that's what we're all hoping for. Go science.
Yes, we're all rooting for that. It is interesting, though. Just the more this continues to evolve on a daily basis, it's just been incredible to watch. Like, to think about, you know, this last week at this time, we were looking ahead to a Predators game in Montreal, and to look back and think about everything that's happened since then, I don't know about you, Joe, but that seems like a year ago.
No,
that we were talking about that.
It feels like years ago. It's incredible. Even just every day what you thought of, okay, well, maybe it will have to be no fans, and then, well, maybe they'll have to postpone this, and then, oh, the NCAA tournament's not happening. And to, even from there to now is a dramatic difference in everything about society and about the timeline.
It's just been crazy to watch. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll continue to react to Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots, also reset on NFL free agency as well. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rextroach here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.